Safe. Today's Bible reading has a whole lot of times are tough. Here are some names you'll have trouble pronouncing. Buy some fields. Make the transactions all legal. Protect the deeds so they last. Property ownership. That's the big hope, huh? I don't know. You know, the endless pursuit of mine, as it relates to not yours, is toxic. Why is it so important to have something to call your own at the expense of another? Why must something be deemed as exclusive in order to see that it has value and is safe? Questions. I should also point out, in today's reading, which I admit is not really that interesting a reading, it's all about buying property, there isn't anything in this week's reading about taking land by force or having land that no one else may occupy. It's about the future restoration and planning for a time when that comes. I continue to be frustrated how turf disputes, poison relationships, bring about war and lead to hatred. And I fear that passages like this are used in that regard. It would be so much better if folks could share, gather, welcome, attend to one another, and feel safe in a place that wasn't a keep off my property or don't touch my stuff place. You know, a place, a voice at the table for everyone. All. A place for all? Sounds very Jesus-y. Everyone! We have to find ways to continue to attend to one another. And at the very least, we have to find ways to get along. We've got to get past the, this is mine and you can't have that stuff, or I'm going to take your land and make it mine stuff. Or if you have it, then it makes me feel like I don't have it. Garbage. It really is. Attitudes like that, like this is mine, you can't have it. If you have it, then I won't feel special about me having it. Attitudes like that ruin relationships. You know, attitudes otherwise ruin churches. They ruin any faith group. They ruin organizations, communities, nations. When we live with those kinds of attitudes, it ruins our planet. But the way to end turf wars isn't through more war or arguing. Right? I mean, you can't build a better world through war. You can't build a better world through making everyone afraid to say anything against you. The way to end these kinds of disputes, and I know it's too simple, but let me just throw three words that work. Three things that work. Peace building, dialogue, and relationships. Peace building. We are already advocates for peace here at St. Paul's. A little way through our peace mural project that's been going on for 3+ years. Still travels. We're going to have a third one very soon. Making art together, that's part of peace building. Making music together, that's part of peace building. We made art with a message of peace. That's peace building. Sharing the art with the community, that's peace building as people share their stories of peace. Peace building is a beautiful beginning and a necessary part of ending turf wars. But it's not the only part. There's dialogue. And dialogue, you start with peace building, you can have conversations, but dialogue is seeking to understand why everyone doesn't get it. You know, my opinion. There are so many opinions about what is the right way to go about working towards peace and change. And it seems that so often People just want to argue about what's the best way rather than learn from the input of all. I've got my agenda. This is the way we need to do it. So therefore, there's no more conversation. Dialogue is not about getting your message across. And I know, I'm saying dialogue is not about getting your message across as I am doing a monologue. I get it. Dialogue is about seeking to understand messages that aren't yours. So if all I ever did was stand up here and preach, blah, 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 blather, 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 and never listened, I'd be just as bad. Maybe I do that. Maybe we all do that. We get a chance to be up here, say our stuff. You know, I've been here for 7 years, and I know more than once I've called out to the congregation, asked for a response of some kind, either a hand raise or a word. And there's some people who are like, please don't do that. I don't like to talk in church. I get it. We have conversations afterwards when we linger longer. But dialogue is so important. It's so important so that we learn from one another and hear more ideas and find ways forward without just one voice being the law. Dialogue. Dialogue is one thing. But being in relationship, that's the third one, relationship. With people who have vastly different ideas than you do and who have vastly different life experience than you do is another way that is world changing. Dialogue becomes easier the more you get to know a person and understand them. So we start with peace building, and that's sort of impersonal, although people share their stories. We sing together. We make art together. But you don't have to have long conversations about that. You're in a project together. We can agree on this one thing. And we begin to have dialogue, conversations where we're listening to one another. And then relationships build, and that dialogue gets better, and we listen even better. And then we're working on peace. And so while we're working on peace, we can work on other goals, like giving everyone access to clean drinking water. I need some water right now. Shelter for all. Affordable health care for all. I know I'm getting to areas that people are going to argue about, right? A living wage, equality, compassionate immigration reform, common sense gun reform, loving our neighbor, loving creation. And in all of it, seeking to understand each other through peace building, dialogue, relationships. And I know this doesn't happen overnight. It seems, though, the reverse can happen overnight, so why wouldn't it happen overnight? I watched that TV show Survivor. It's been on since I was a much younger person, and it just came on again. Okay, I'm going to ask for hands. Someone's not going to like it. Survivor fans, anybody? Carol, you like Survivor? I love Survivor. I've watched every single episode of every single season since it was on, and it debuted in the year 2000. I have dreamed about being on that show, and now I'm too old to be on that show. And people who are on that show were not born when the show first came on. Here's something that I really love about that show, or I notice about that show. We only see a little bit. It takes 13 weeks for us to watch 39 days. And so in 1 hour, you get to see events that happened over 3 days, and you wonder how these people get to know each other. Well, you can get to know each other pretty quickly on a three-day retreat, can't you? When you're living, trying to make everything, doing these challenges, and all everyone has a goal of doing something, you get to know people. And you get to be in relationship with them. And dialogue happens. Now, in the show Survivor, the object is to vote everybody out until you're the sole survivor and you win $1 million. So there's a little bit of problem there. But when you watch at the end of the season, there is a reunion. And all 20 people who played the game are there. And they're usually pretty well getting along. And then for the rest of their lives, they go to Survivor conventions and be one of the people that was on the show and get to talk about their experience. And they have relationships that are long-lasting because they spent intense time with these people. So when you go on the women's retreat, You're going to spend intense time. It's relaxing time, too. It's beautiful time at Tower Hill. You get to learn something, but you get to relax a lot and be in dialogue and relationship with one another. So it's not going to happen overnight on a global scale, but peace-building dialogue and relationships can happen overnight on a smaller scale, like a congregation, like with 10 friends, like with 3 friends. But no matter what, knowing that it's possible, knowing that it could happen quickly, knowing that it may not, let's not be deterred. Because just because it's hard work and just because it may not happen even in our lifetime doesn't mean we are relieved of the obligation to work toward peace. So we keep working, advocating, living, attending to, loving, respecting, reconciling. Let's be a people who work together for good. Of course we can do it. It should not be at all surprising. Amen.